This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson outside McDonald's on North Henderson Street, where earlier this afternoon, the law enforcement torch run for Special Olympics stopped here for a little while before running again. The torch was passed off to Galesburg police officers like Officer Jake Taylor, who ran a little ways, didn't you?
I did, about 1.9 miles.
How do you feel?
Just getting started.
There you go. I was going to say, running, I imagine, is probably part of your job from time to time, but not running down a highway, is it?
Not down a highway, but yes, from time to time, it's part of the job.
You and your fellow officers really come out in force for this every year. From your perspective, why is this important?
We just want to show support for the athletes. This is important to us. We fundraise every year, and this year we had a great turnout. Moline, ISP, and a bunch of runners. So this is just a really important event to us.
What has sort of touched you about it in the time you've been doing it?
Last year, I approached a couple athletes to run with us at the beginning and the end. It's just heartwarming to see their smile when they're running with us. They look up to us, and they don't know it, but we look up to them probably more. So.
That's probably a very good point. So you've done this in the past?
I have. This has been my ninth year in a row.
Oh, that's amazing. So what keeps you doing it other than the need to keep running, I imagine, from time to time?
The support for Special Olympics. I don't personally have anybody in my family that's an athlete, but we see these guys all over, and they're pretty excited to see us. So when we can support them, it's a good day.
It started earlier in the year, I know, with the Polar Plunge. Were you a part of that, too?
I did that one time, and that was enough for me.
So. I hear that. So this is a little easier for you than jumping in obnoxiously cold water.
Absolutely. I'll run any day of the week for them. Jumping in water is probably not my cup of tea.
So you ran about 2 miles today coming up to McDonald's. Are you running tomorrow morning, too, or is this it?
Nope, I'm running tomorrow morning, too. This will be the first year I've ran both days, but I'm feeling pretty good. So tomorrow we're going to run from the Galesburg Public Safety Building about 7 a.m., and we're going to arrive at Peoria County Line, hopefully right before 11.
So this was just a warm-up run for you?
This is a short little warm-up, yep.
How do you think, have you run a long distance like that before?
Other than the torch run, no. I run, but not that long a distance.
What is it, you've talked a bit about the importance of seeing the athletes and things like that, but does it do anything for you in terms of building maybe camaraderie among your fellow officers, even those from other departments?
Oh, absolutely. We get to see guys from other departments here, get to talk with them. This is important to all the departments involved, so we get to hang out with the guys we don't get to see every day on patrol, so and while supporting a great cause.
Should I be concerned, by the way, that I see one of your colleagues wearing a pair of Dunkin' Donuts shoes?
No, Jason Paulsgrove has the Dunkin' Donuts shoes on. He sent me a Snapchat about 3 months ago of those shoes. I thought he was joking when he said he was going to buy them, but little did I know, he actually bought them.
Jason, come over here a second. Is it ironic or is it just me that there's a police officer wearing a shoe promoting donuts?
It may be a little ironic. I thought it was a great marketing piece, and it's all the more reason that people should come up here and donate a little to the Special Olympics. I mean, cops running in donut shoes.
You ran today, too?
I did.
You ran the same 2 miles that...
I ran most of it. I actually jumped in and took a phone call part of the way and then jumped back out.
Wait a minute. Were you behind the wheel of a car with a cell phone?
I was not. I was in the back seat.
Okay. I was just making sure. Not that I have any power to arrest you or anything. I just want to make sure we're sending the right message here.
There's a whole lot of guys close by that could, though.
There you go. We talked with him about why this is important to him. Why is it important to you?
We've been involved with the Special Olympics programs here from the Torch Run for years, and just finding a way to fundraise to keep that organization running, to keep the programs running. And it's a good way for us to get involved in the community, too. We don't get enough opportunities maybe to get our faces out here in absolute positive ways. People tend to see us on the worst days of their lives. So to get out here on something like this today for something totally positive, it's great.
And there still seem to be incidents locally, regionally, nationally where people want to be critical of police officers when at the end of the day you're there to do a job and you're there to protect people as well as you can.
That's right. We don't see as many of those instances here. It is such the minority. The majority of the citizens that we have out here are fantastic to us. The waves and the honks and the people we got stopping cheering us on the way, it was amazing to see.
What's it been like for you over the years as you've done this, talking to both some of the athletes and officers from other departments?
Meeting the officers from the other departments has been amazing. Getting to know guys that they're our neighbors, and we really haven't ever met them. We deal with a lot of the same issues, but we don't ever get to meet them. And then seeing the athletes out here and getting to run with them and getting to bond with them, that's been fantastic as well. Seeing their faces light up to run out in the road with us and take off.
Are you running tomorrow morning too?
I'm going to.
Oh, wow. So I imagine you've done probably, what, both ends of this before, too?
Actually, I haven't ran in it. I've done fundraising.
Really?
Just the way my schedule has worked, I am always out of town on this week. So I've been gone every year until this year.
So what made you decide that you were going to do both ends of it? I mean, obviously, you know, 2 miles is nothing, but you're going to run a few more than that tomorrow.
You know what? There's not a lot of us here. We're a smaller department, and you know, luckily we've got sheriff's deputies and state troopers that are here with us too. But just being the size of our department and that we still need guys on the street, we need everybody to come out that can.
And who's going to do all of your other business work while you're gone?
I have an amazing team that's helping me out today so I can be out here doing this. That was where my phone call was coming from, but it's running great.
Gentlemen, thank you both, and thanks for all the work you do for the community.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. Galesburg's Evening News continues next with Kim Commando in sports on WGIL.